All he has to do is talk about home, the family, get rid of homosexuality, get rid of every adulterer, get rid of everybody that's bad. Let's just get everything under control and clean up the world. Amen, boy. That's the one we want, and we're going to run to him. We're going to be suckered into the Antichrist because he's going to sound like what we want him to sound like, not what he really is. People, please learn to listen to the Spirit. We don't need you, Christ, Messiah, Jesus. We have the Father. We don't need you, Spirit. We have Jesus Christ. No, you don't. No, you don't, people. Not without going through the manner in which God has set it up. Now, God loves the Son. Therefore, rejection of His love. Refusal to believe in Christ is a rejection of His love. It's what we're doing. When you say no to Jesus Christ, you're saying no to the love of the Father. And when you reject the love of the God the Father, what are you doing? You're rejecting the Father. People, you reject someone's love, you're rejecting them. The great issue for us is the love of God, not the righteousness. Our point of reference with God is not His holiness. That was taken care of on the cross. Our point of relationship with God is His love. Will you receive His love? How do we receive His love? By faith. This is the great issue. If you say no to the love of God, you said no to God. I don't want you. Don't need you. Okay, let's look at the passage. He, any member of the human race, who believes in the Son, this is always our part. Our part is always simple faith, has eternal life. No conditions here of work. The only thing you and I have to do now is just trust Him. It doesn't say, if you'll do all of these things, no, it just, trust me, I'll give it to you. You want life? Trust me. That's it. This is a covenant, by the way, that God has always been working off of. From Genesis, from the garden, all the way through history, He's always been working off of this covenant. Trust me. But when man doesn't want that, then God says, okay, you want to work for me? Here's another covenant. You can try this one. But this is the covenant He's always been working off of. Just trust me. All right. Has eternal life. That is the life of God. But he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Now, what is the obedience that God is looking for? It's a big word. Obedience. What is the obedience that God is looking for? Our faith. This is the only obedience that God is looking for. In Hebrews chapter 3, which I have down here to turn to, but we won't turn to it because we're going to look at it in John 4. But in Hebrews chapter 3, it is very clear that the disobedience of the people is not disobedience of the Mosaic law. The disobedience of the people is no faith. Disbelief. They would not trust God. They would not trust Him. Now, the faith that God is looking for is the great issue then. The obedience that God is looking for becomes the great issue. Now stay with me. You can talk to some people, and you can have two people talking, and they both use the same word. I mean entirely different things. And boy, this is essential. You can have two people say